All right, good morning. Y'all glad to be here this morning? So we've even got some visitors this morning. Glad you're here. Okay, I want to talk about, I don't have a big, long, fancy children's lesson, just a little something I've been thinking about, and I thought I could share it with you guys. How many of you guys know what selfishness is? You know what that word means? Kind of a big word. Well, I need you guys to help me figure out what it means. I have two examples, and you need to tell me which one is selfish, okay? You guys all like chocolate chip cookies? Probably. Most people do. So your mom made your favorite chocolate chip cookies, and you're having them for dessert for supper, and they pass the plate, and you get the plate first. And you take the small cookie and say, "Here, brother, you can have the bigger one." Is that being selfish?
No.
Okay, so that's not being selfish. How about if the plate comes around, you're like, "That's mine," and you take the biggest one right away? Is that selfish?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys know what it means, don't you? It's basically thinking of myself instead of somebody else. Okay? And I got one verse to read, and it's kind of maybe a little bit confusing, but it's a verse about Paul in the Bible. We all probably know Paul. He was a very, very well-known man in the Bible. But he said, "Unto me," so in other words, he's talking to himself, "who am less than the least of all saints." I'm not going to read the whole verse. But in other words, he's saying that he was less, like maybe it'd be you saying, "I'm less than everybody else in this church right here. No matter what I do, they're more important than me, or they're better than me." And not thinking of himself as being some great person, even though he actually was. Okay, so there's all kinds of ways that we can be selfish in life. We can be selfish with our time. Maybe we want to play just a little longer, but mom told us to go do something. Maybe we think my opinion's the best. If there's another way to do it, but I had this idea, so we're going to do it this way. Maybe it can be a toy that your brother or sister's playing with. "I really want that toy, so I go take it from him." Maybe it's taking the easiest job. When your mom asked you and your siblings to help you clean the house, maybe you pick the easiest job so you can get done real fast and go play. Sometimes it's all right to have the easiest job, but it shouldn't be. We should be willing to do the harder things and allow others to have the easy jobs. So I found a little story here that I thought demonstrated it pretty well. So I'll read this, and then I have just a couple thoughts afterwards. It says, "Once now and then, as a very special treat, when they had been very, very good, Mother would let Roger and Pam go to the park and have a ride on the miniature electric train or the children's Ferris wheel or just a plain old donkey. They would look forward to this treat for weeks, and the very promise of it would get all sorts of jobs done for Mother in no time at all." You guys all know what a Ferris wheel is? It's not a real great picture. It's a picture right here. You sit in a seat and you go in a circle, go real high in the air. Probably wouldn't like it if you're scared of heights. "One afternoon, the two children were waiting their turn to go on the Ferris wheel. It was a large wheel, thrilling to ride on as it raised the seats up and down, and it gave lots of innocent fun. The only trouble was that it went so slowly, which meant that those who wanted a turn sometimes had to wait quite a long time. Roger and Pam waited and waited, hoping that the wheel would stop soon and let out at least some of the children who were in it. Presently, it did stop, and the attendant unfastened the door of the bottom seat. Two boys stepped out and walked away. 'Who's next?' he called. 'We are,' said Roger and Pam together, and they were. They had been waiting far longer than anybody else. But just as they were about to take their places, another boy and girl pushed forward, each shouting loudly, 'Me first, me first, me first.' And before anybody could do anything about it, they were in the seat, the door was shut, and the wheel was moving again. Roger and Pam felt very angry, as well they might, and they felt more angry still as they caught the triumphant smile of the two rude children who had stolen their places. That smile seemed to say, 'Ha ha, We're smarter than you." But Roger and Pam did not say anything. Mother had taught them to be kind and courteous, even when greatly provoked. So they just stood there waiting for the wheel to stop again. However, Roger did speak to the attendant. "That wasn't quite fair, was it?" he said as calmly as he could. "We have been waiting here a long time, much longer than they." "Don't worry," said the attendant. "I saw him. I couldn't stop him in time, but I'll fix him. You'll see." Usually, this attendant was very kind to all the children who rode the Ferris wheel and gave them several turns on it, far more than they were supposed to have. But this time, he let the wheel go around just twice. Then he opened the door of the seat where the two me-firsters were and let them out. So instead of letting it go as long as he usually did, he just let them have a real short ride and made them get out because they were selfish. After Roger and Pam got in, he seemed to forget all about the wheel. It just kept on turning and turning. They had a grand time. When at last the wheel stopped and the attendant opened the door, they thanked him very much for being so generous. "That's all right," he said. "I knows a young lady and a young gentleman when I sees them, and I knows pushing little brats when I sees them too. And I knows how to fix them, I do. When any of them says me first, I sees to it they're last. They don't fool me." So he was catching on that these were some selfish little children. Roger and Pam smiled and went on their way. They felt glad that there was someone watching out for selfish little children who are always seeking the best for themselves, always saying, "Me first." Someone else is watching them too. Did not Jesus say, "The last shall be first and the first last"? That means he also is keeping his eyes upon the selfish as well as the unselfish people. One day he said that if we are invited to a party, we are not to push ourselves forward and seek the best places for ourselves. Instead, he said, "Go and sit down in the lowest room. Then he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, Friend, go up higher." So that's kind of confusing. In other words, like if you're invited to a party or somewhere, don't try to get the best for yourselves. Just take the lower stuff, and then they can ask you to come to the better stuff if they want to. He doesn't want any of his children to be loud and rude and self-seeking. With Jesus himself, it was always me last, not me first. So if Jesus put himself last, don't you think we should put ourselves last? He probably had all the right to be first, didn't he? "Whosoever will be great among you," he said, "let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." And he showed us that he really truly meant what he said by dying for us on the cross. The me-firsters do not get nearly so far as they think by trying to push themselves ahead of other people. They may sneer at others who won't behave as they do and say, "Ha ha, we're smarter than you." But they are not really smart at all. They only think they are. Someday they will learn that those who are kind, gentle, and unselfish are the ones who go the farthest and last the longest in the race of life. Of one thing we may be certain, when we come to the gates of the New Jerusalem, in other words, when we get to heaven, no selfish little person is going to come running in front of us crying, "Me first, me first." The Bible says that you may be sure that no one who is greedy for gain can have any share in the kingdom of Christ and God. The greedy people who are always wanting to be first in line for benefits and last in line for service will all be left out. If we want to pass through the pearly portals into the golden city, we must be willing to say with the Apostle Paul, "Unto me who am less than the least of all saints." We must be willing to give way to others, to serve others, and to be gracious to others. Sometimes it is a hard lesson to learn, but we must learn it. There will be no me-firsters in the kingdom of God. Okay, so there, some other children were selfish and butted in front of them, and then they got treated really good because they let them do that. Sometimes we might not get rewarded just because we let somebody else have the best, but it's still the right thing to do, even if nobody notices. Jesus is always watching us, and he wants us to put others first. Jesus loved us so much that what'd he do for us because he loved us so much? Was that? He died for us. That's right. And Jesus had all the right to say, "No, I don't want to." But he was willing to do it. So let's take Jesus' example. Let's not be selfish in life. When your mom and dad ask you to do something, that's one time when you can say, okay, I'll be first, I'll go do that for you. You think that would surprise them a little bit when they ask you to do the chores? They say, okay, me first, I'll go do it. That's one way you can be selfish in life. Except that's not selfish, that's just being good. So, just remember that in life. It's something that I need to work on. No matter if you're young or old, it's something we all, I think, can grow on in life, is to let others be first and to put ourselves last. So, I believe that is all I have. I brought along some carrots and celery here this morning if you guys want some. Actually, it's not. It's candy. So, but remember, let's not be selfish. But somebody's got to go first. So it doesn't mean it's bad if you go first. But let's just remember to apply that to our lives, all right? So y'all can get a piece of candy and go back to your seats.